holiday Manchester, Yod Kislev Top and Beit Aleph, Harav Yossi Chazan Shlita.
Shabbos, we read Parshas Vayetze. And I sort of vort, the stam in the Barn of Harov and Chamratov brings a vort. Vayetze is Gematria 107, which is Gematria Mogin Dovid, which is the bracha you make on the Haftarah. What does it mean? Like what we ask in this. So, understand that, I apologize, I'm a bit of a pea brain. I can only think of one topic. I'm in a mood. So, ever since Shmini Atzeres, my mind is totally on the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, everything I see, I connect it to what's happening. So this week's parsha, the chlols, the general narrative, is that Yaakov Avinu goes into Golos, as Chazal says, the central theme. And it's Ma'aseh Oves Simin Lebonim, right? And therefore it says, Vayitha Yaakov Raglov picks up his feet, Vayelech, Artsa B'nei Kedem. So Artsa B'nei Kedem, everyone knows, is Gematria 502, which we discussed many, many times over the previous weeks, is Gematria, Edoim, and Yishmol. This nefarious zivug between Golus Edoim and Yishmol, which we're going through today. Asher Alkein, the Mashkiach says, Yankovinu was Nesakin on the way, paving the way to prepare for this Golus, Artsa B'nei Kedem, Edoim, and Yishmol. He makes Tfilas Arvis, which, unlike Shacharis and Mincha, are davening when it's lichtig, connected to Beis HaMikdash, which we experience. Arvis is connected Golus, it's dark, Pepashtus. And it's the fact Golus Yishmol, the Mashgiach says, is connected to the word Arvis, Orev, the Arabs, the from Arabia. That's where they come from, is also connected to Arvis, because Yaakov Avinu saw the tzaras that Yishmol will do to Klal Yisrael ba'achras hayom. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu is going into a bitter finster of Golos. He goes, Yaakov Yaakov Yishmol, Ve'elech, Chorono. Chorono, Ches, Reish, Nun, Hei. Mili Oysius, Gimashri, Chamishim, Shari, Tumah. 50 gates of Tumah, which is the Nisyonis of our generation. Aber, Me'idach Yisrael, to be optimistic, I said already last week, that we always read these parshiyos dafke in Chodesh Kislev, which is keneged with Shevet, if anyone remembers, Binyamin, and as the Megalamukis Tinyana writes in Parshas Balak, that just like Yosef is Sitnei Shel Esav, who had in Binyamin, is Sitnei Shel Yishmol, and if the Ravam Shor says Binyamin Bimilui is Gematria 572, one more than Aksa, El Aksa Mas, which is the Klippa of Yishmol. And therefore, the month of Kislev, which is Chanukah, which is Lichtigkeit, has the ability to enlighten, to radiate, to illuminate in the darkness which we're going through, which is brought in Sforim HaKadosh, and Zohar HaKadosh, and Tagim Yehudus, and Parshas Tosa, and Chanukah. We read of the Chanukah's Yud Beis Nesiim, which is connected to the Yud Beis Chieftains of Yishmol. And therefore, by the way, just Vayhi Roiveh Kashos, is Gematria, says the Mashkiach, Kovu Shir Urnan. Chanukah, Shir Urnan, is Keneged Yishmol. So to understand all of the above, which is Yishmol, where does David HaMelech Mokri Vayetze, is Gematria Mogin David, what's going on here? And to understand the matzav that we're in now, I'm a simple rabbi in Holy Law Synagogue, I don't know anything, but it bothered me from Shmini Atzeres, Vikum to Shmini Atzeres, Yichud Yiloh, the highest Yichud of Chasim Vikalim, Mandi Yosef, and Malkum, Luchadoi, from Mandi Boy, Yishol, Vyov, like whatever you ask, Shmini Atzeres is, how could Azad Ulchom, Azad Tevach, Azad Butchery, Savagery take place? What is the message from Shmini Atzeres in Chastoy? Behektim. We'll say a simple vort first from Rabbi Chaim Friedman last week. It was a very simple, obvious vort. The Arizal brings in Likutei Torah Kiyodua that the Dalot Golius, Bovel, Parasmodai, Yavon, and Edoim, we know in the Klippa, evil, is a Koimu Shleimu. Right? Just like I had this crazy song, they think of Bar Mitzvah, it's driving me crazy. Yankel is a tzaddik from the Kepler, from the Fizlach. Whatever, you should know from it. So Huadin Umaze from the capital, from Bovel, which is called Reisha de Davo in the dream of capital Gimel in Daniel, till the Fislach, that is connected to Dalgolus. Bovel is the head, right? Poras Mode, which are divided into two, is the two hands. Yavan is the torso, the body, the goof, and Eduim. And Yishmol, says the Arizal, which is the last Golus in the Golus, and Yishmol is connected to 2 feet. Right? And therefore it says, Vayelech Esav El Yishmol. He wants to, with 1 foot, no, because you can't walk too well. Trust me. I know, I just, yeah. So Vayelech, he wanted to have 2 feet, and therefore he marries Basmas, as we explained before. This is the war where Gebasmas, Gimatria, Tzion, and Yishalayim, as we explained, this is the war we're going through, Bachras Hayom. The two Ragli HaKlippis are trying to get together. And therefore the Pasuk says in Azir, right? V'li nokem v'shilem le'eis tamut raglum. When the 2 feet of Yishmol and Edoim will collapse, that is the time of the Ebrisha, the Ebrisha will pay back, and shilem v'nokem, he will be menakim dam avod of Hashof. Who is the Kuyach against this illicit, nefarious chibur of Ed, of Esav and Yishmol, which we said, I said in the Vilna Gaon a few weeks ago, in Kapitel Ayin Tes, Somu es Yishalayim le'iyim. Iyim is what? Ayin Yud Yud Mem, which is Esav, Yeshu, Yishmol, and Muhammad. Remember I said this? The Vilna Gaon says this. You make it up. I couldn't make it up, trust me. Right? Which therefore I said the Vilna Gaon also brought this Savim from Remendel Shklover, the great Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, that there's a Gemara who speaks about the Yosef, the peg, stabbing in the heart of Kal Yisrael, and he says Yosef is Gimatria Yeshu plus Muhammad. Unbelievable. They're waging war against Kal Yisrael. So Avram is Chesed, Yishmol go is the what, the one who fights, is Chesed Umazah. Yitzchok is Gvura Pachad Yitzchok. The opposite is the perversion of the is Esav. Who is the one who's koil both? Midasatif Eres, beauty. I always say is the synthesis, a proportion, balance, harmony, and which fights against it. Afki Yankin. And what is the Mida of Yaakov Avinu? We know Avram is Milos Chasodim. Yitzchok is a Chavoidim. What is Yankin? Torah do Yankin. World standard, Torah, Avodah Chasadim, the Ikar is for us, is the Avodah of Yankov Avinu, which is Avodah of Torah. And therefore, the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, Daf Hei, Tan Devei Re'eliyo, the Oilam Yosim, things are made from Pilchus Friedman, so please. The Oilam Yosim Adam Atzmai Al Divrei Torah, Kishar Le Oil Uke Chamur Le Masim. There's two parts to Torah, they have Shor and Chamur. Yankov Avinu says, Vahili, Shor Ve Chamur. And both the Chum Sofer and Chidush Chum Sofer and Chulin and the Ben Ishchai and Ben Yoyoda. There's learning Torah Kishur, which means horrifying and umkil mefalpel becharifus in umkil shalalocha. And there's Chamayr, which is girsa, learning a lot, going horrifying the girsa. And therefore the pasuk says in Yeshaya. Ashrechem zori al kolmayim mishalchi regal asher v'chamer mishum d'veliyot amru the oil a person has to be kisher la oil v'chamer l'masa like a behemoth who's chereshes in the harem and bikois so to a person learns Torah harav is in Torah every day ashrechem that you're what you mishalchi regal you get rid of the what the sher and chamer esav and kalei soir v'chosner as we say in the slichas. To get rid of Edoim and his Shver Yishmol, and that's why the ikir is to go. The opposite of the 2 feet of Edoim and Yishmol, to Raglayim, is im b'chukosai dafke teilechu to go to move. It's the sun because we which is the derech ha'ora. Just if you remember Rashi in last week's parasha quoted by Yitzritzu Abanu Bikir, so Rashi says what happened here when Rivka Imena was a veres on. This measure, Shem Ve'ever, Yankiv rots umafreches lotus. Yankiv is running. When she went before a house of Avodah Zorah, Ace of what? What does Rashi say? Ace of mafreches lotzis. It doesn't say rots. Because at the moment he only has one foot. He hasn't teamed up with Yishmael. Bekirbo. When he's made sorry, it's about Bekirbo. You can't say rots. Mafreches lotzis. Aber not the idea of rots. So who is the nemesis? Who is the opposite? The enemy, the fights? This chibur of Edom and Yishmael, Tafka Yankim Avinu. Therefore, by Yishmael it says Yodai Bakol, Viad Kolbei. The Chum Sofer is Medayik. By whom does it say Kol? By the oh, we say Bakol, Mekiris Baruch Hu. We say it. Bakol Mikol Kol. By Avram it says Bakol. By Yitzchak it says Mikol. Yankim it says Kol. Yeshli Kol. So who is the opposite? Who's Yodoi is Dafka Bakol for Yankov Avinu. Why Dafka Yod? Right? So the nemesis of this Chibur of Yishmol and Edoim is Dafka Yankov Avinu, who's the Amuda Toir, which is the reason why I said it before. From Shor, Elekach Vali, was a one line vort. I'm not going to hack you with Kimash today, don't worry. It says, in the beginning of Toir, Va'ore Soyso, Soyu, Vavoyu, Vechoyshech, Alpenei, Tohoi. So Chazal Darshan, everyone knows the Medrash. Toyu refers to Bovel. Voyu refers to Paras Modai. Yovan, Choyshech, Yovan. Tohoim, Tohoim is like death, doesn't stop. Is what? Malchus HaRashah Edom. Where is Golos Yishmol? Hello? You don't have to be a rocket scientist, a genius to work it out, or a brain surgeon, or whatever. Tohoim is Gimatri Yishmol. Hello? 451. What else is 451? Hello? You may remember like the first line in Gemara. You never learned much else, but like first blot, everyone learned. Right? No, that's the first Mishnah. What are the first words in the Gemara? As we'll discuss in a minute. Oh, come on. Tana. Tana Hechakoi. A person who learns Torah Shel Peh is otherwise known as a Tana. Hello? Yeah? Tana, Tov Nun Aleph, is Gimatria? 451, bingo. Which is Gimatria Tahoim, which is Gimatria Yishmol. In other words, the opposite of Yishmol is Dafka learning. And the Chum Sofer says elsewhere, so Meri Digavor, he says, I'm paraphrasing just in a nutshell, that as we said many, many times, the Eibishter created a world of Nigudim. There's Anova, there's Gaiva of Kedusha, there's Shalom, there's Machloikis, there's all kinds of. So the Sofer says, whenever you have the Rizcha der Reise, as Voy, Basufa, as I'll say, first, two Tevi Dachom, sitting there, Reisach, if you walk into a friar person, a goy, walks into Besmedish, like this, not a library, where everyone sits there as I reading there. The heart of it is screaming, everyone's fighting, everyone's, right? It's like, it's lebedee, it's alive. So first is the rizcha that I said the machloikis. L'besayif, they become ahuvim. Says the chosayifu, when you don't have that, everyone's shashtil, everyone's b'shaket, then you get the machloikis elsewhere, from outside, from the goy. So the pilpul, the haravanya in Teira, that's what prevents us the. And that's what the pasuk says. Vahoyah kasha yorin moishe yadoi figover. Right, Yisrael. On the forget. What's yadoi? Hands. Did you ever notice that when Jews speak, they always speak with their hands? As in the joke about the Jewish guy who went to the judge, right? And he asked him, "How do you plead, guilty or innocent?" He says, "Your Honor, I can't plead. My hands are in handcuffs. I can't read." A Jew talks with his hands. Where do you get this from? Remember, by the Chazal say that in the Midbar, in the Atzomis of Reuven, who had promised his father to bring back, yeah, and which he didn't, because Yankov went down, right? So his Atzomis were misgalgal in the His Atzomis were until Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him, right? But he went to Gan Eden, but he couldn't be mefalpul. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened nochmer, then only v'yodov ravloi. because pilpul is always connected. The Jew speaks with his hands. So therefore, v'hoya kasher yorim Moshe yodoi, when Moshe is mafalpul in Torah, then v'govar yidin have the, which by the way is discovered Amalek, which Amalek also, by the way, I have no time to elaborate, is the chibur of the shor and chamur. Because the Egel Azov was made of the Shor and Chamur. The top was the Shor and the bottom was the Chamur. You don't know, I've discussed this many times. That's why, I'm sure you're crazy. I see people today, all these new fashions. I can't stand fashions. Like these new people walk on Shabbos with sneakers, which running. All this craziness and people walking in the streets with dogs. Yiddish people, yarmulkes in the head, Shabbos, they're walking. Huh? You know what a dog is? The clippers have been clippers. I said, more than that, would you put a swastika on your back of your car? Out of your car, pick mine. You're just dark. So amongst other things, in Chazal, numerous midrashim, Esav and Amalek are compared to a kelev. Amalek is a kelev. Why is it a kelev? Because you take the middle letter of chamor, memvov, and the middle letter of Shor, which is a Vov, together, what do you got? 52, which is Gematria Kelev. That's what Yidin, normally Yidin, who understand like something Judaism, you wouldn't see a Rav walking around with a door in your mind. Hello? That's the Zivug of Yishmol and the Chavshar and Chamoyer creates the Kelev. That's the side, totally the side of it. But where does the Yeshua come from? Yod of Ravla, that's Viyad Kol Boy. Who is the Kol? Yankov Avinu. Yad, his pilful, his Torah, his Haravanya in Torah, that brings Mulcham. And I just say two verlachim, just two psukim in Bereishis, just a sort from the Satmar Rebbe, Heintik Satmar Rebbe. Very beautiful word. But remember when there's a war of four kings and five kings, and Avram goes to war, and he's victorious with his one Eliezer over there, yeah, hello? So afterwards he meets Malki Tzedek, Melo Sholem, but Vayevachayu, Vayemir Borach, Avram, Lekel Elyon. What's going on here? So he brings a vort from his Zaydi to Vev, who says, remember, he says, right? So he says that he heard from his Zaydi, from the Yismach Moshe. By Yeshua, it says, Vayolon Yeshua Balaila Hu Mitecha Emek, right? He's going to fight the battle. Chazal Darshan Melamed, he was long b'toich umko shal alocha. The Horeb, remember, the Malach came, hello, you with me, you know, a lot of, yeah. Hello. Yeah. Akabasi, because of Bittul Torah. And therefore he was long b'umko shal alocha. So we know that when a person, Horeb is in learning, and he's b'chadash chedush Torah, he's mezamer aritzim, he cuts the enemy's, pumps them off. And therefore, Yeshua was going to fight Mohammed Zer Tisrael against Lam Nalf Malachim. He was long b'umku shel aloch. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu likewise. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu says, Asher lakachti miyad amori, v'charbi v'kashti through the koyach of Torah, ayid is misgab. And therefore, Moshe, when he fought Sichon, right? And he was long, he hoil Moshe, afterward, hoil Moshe, baris, a Torah's baritiv, the Klal Yisrael, because this is the secret of success in your wars. You create a new world. And therefore, that's why it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kasher Shemayim Achadoshim Va'oros Achadoshim Asher Ani Oysa, present tense, Tosh Noiva, right? So Chazal says, doesn't say Osa Ela Oysa, the Abish to create new world. How do you create new worlds? Through the Koyach of Torah, right? And therefore, what's his name? Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalom, Shei Benayach says, Uborach Avram Lekel Elyon. Because Avram is Koyin Shemayim Va'oretz, through Chidush Torah, through Haravanian Torah, one creates a new heaven, a new earth, a new world, and through that, it's Vigin Tzarech of Yodecha, you are victorious over the superpowers of the world. As also he teaches later in the Seton Pasuk, next week's parasha, Vayishlach Yankim Malach Malafonov, El Esav, Ochiv, Artso Seir, Stei Edoy. So the Chonsoifer is Medayik, Artso starts with which letter? Artsa Seir, Sedei, Edoim. Two times H. Samchuni by Shoshes. Which is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shvelpel. What does it got to do with anything? Because here he has to Yangev Hatzatan with the Ace of Arosh, right? So it says in part Vayol, same Vloshin, Vayol and Shom Belailahu. So Yankel Avinu also was learned by Umke Shalalach. And therefore he sends the Malachim, which are created, Arts at two times Eish, Teresh B'Ksav, Teresh Al-Peh, as a, and not only for him, but as a Peil Dimyoni L'Deiris, that that's how Yidin victor in war. And therefore the Pasuk starts off in this parasha. Vayetze Yankel mi Be'er Shav. You're not going to be a genius to work out. Be'er Shava, mi Be'er Shava is Gimatria 615, which is Gimatria HaTeire Imakoyl. It's called Be'er Sheva, because Teir is a Chatzo Amudel Shiva, the seven Sforim in Teir Shabiksav, right? And therefore also, Mi Be'er Sheva is Gimatria 615, which is Gimatria Chachma Bina Dasim Akil, through Chachma, through Teir, when Harav won victors into war. That is Pshat, the Ozra of Rebbe says, part of the first Pasuk in the Pasha. Vayetze Yankiv Mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech where? Where is this place on the map called Charona? Can you tell me? There is this place called Charona. So it should have said L'Chora. So here Chazal say every time where it need a lamud b'tchilasoi, you have a hey b'sik. Shkoyach. Why do you got to go azoi? Why don't you go straight? Vayelech L'Chora. With L'Chorona. So the Ozra explains. It's basically Arabic Kabbalah. I'm a simple guy. What's a thing that needs a lomid bitchilos. What does lomid mean?
Learn.
To learn. He to ba kos of hay besef. What's the hay? Hay is malchus. Are you with me? Anyone say Pesach Elio here? Friday. After Haydu? Before you did Nefesh? No. Hay tato, the final hay, that is malchus. And Yankiv Svarant was trying to medavik himself going to. Simple. You're going to a land called Choron, which is Charon Apishal Oyl, a land of decadence. Charon, we said before, Mir Oysius is Chavishim Sharitum. Hello? How do you arm yourself? You need the Gevura of Teir. And therefore, Koldova, we need Lamed B'Tchilos for 14 years. His father and mother say, go run to Choron, right? 14 years. He's like, AWOL. He went to go to Choron to be successful there, not to be affected by Lovan and all the Kupis and all the Shratzir or whatever. You need first to be Matz Minatun Shratmono in Beishem Ve'ever, and then you're ready to go to the battle. Because Yankiv Avinu, in a nutshell, he is the Sheirish Torah. Do Yankiv Tzadzoyer. He's the Sheirish of Torah Shalpeh, and therefore Chazal say, Medrash, Sheikh Tev. Why is Yankiv Avinu a mess? Because the Eibishter said, "Kosher be'emnei loymer sheyankiv sheyomus sheomal b'teira kol yom." Some of the horror is in teira, with teira is chayim, the opposite of misa. Right? And the Chazal say in Tanchuma, "She'ein lecha adam sheyakeya b'teira ki yankiv avinu." Shenemar yankiv ishtam yoshev ha'ol. So I'll tell you a vort that I picked up in the Sefer Shem Yecheskel this morning, like at 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't even think I had a shir. This is a really good vort. Let me just throw out a few kashas. Very beautiful form. Fits in this. Vayetze Yankiv. So everyone knows the Megillah Mukas. That's classic. Vayetze is Rashi Tevis. Vayar Yankiv Tzura's Oisius. He saw the Tzura, the forms of letters. He saw letters. Elsewhere in Svarim, Vayetze, Vayar Yankiv Tzura's Aleph. Not Oisius, but Aleph. Both. What's this Aleph? What's this Oisius? What Tzura did he see? Then he brings the Chido, brings the Nachal Kedumim, B'Shem, one of the Kadmoinim, the Baal Rekech, one of the Baal Tosfos. V'Yeit Yankiv Mi Be'er. How do you spell Mi Be'er? Mem Beis Aldevresh. Oysius Avram. There's Mitzarev, the Schus of Avram Avinu, to be able to be. First of all, where did Avram come in the picture? What's going on here? Was Mi Be'er the same letter? And generally, we call Avram Avraham. Here at Mibe'er is Oisius Avram. Not Avraham, and the Gemara is called Achayre Elar. Yeah. Then it says in Pasuk Vayid Yankiv Nedel Leimer, Yirma Lekimi Maldi, Shmani B'derach Adarach 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 Says in the Pasuk, Vayikach me avne hamokim vayosam mirashus. What's me avne hamokim? What midah is the midah of Yankiv? Emes. Titin emes li Yankiv. Yeah, hello? What emes? What is the first letter of the Ten Commandments? Anayim. Good. First letter? Oh. And the first letter in Mishnayis? This is like school child with short travels, everybody. Meimis. Mem. And what is the last, what is the first letter of the Gemara? Talmud. Tov. Emes.
Oh, fine. Great.
So Vayikach me'avne ha'mesav me'rash yosef. He was looking what? At the head letters. Emes. But he says a tifer of what? Everyone knows when you say Kriya Shalamita, so you say, Shem HaShem HaLakei Yisrael, me meaning Michal, Yisrael Di Gabriel, Baal Rish, yeah, hello. And there's three angels mentioned, right? Whatever. Wait one second. There's Michal, there's Gabriel, and there's Rafal. Hello? Right? There's another Malach called Uriel. You remember him? So he says, when Yaakov Avinu was scared, dark prematurely, the sun set prematurely, so he took Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel, which the Kli Yakar actually says, these are the Malachim up and down, whatever. Now I ask you, we are Rashi Tevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel. What do you got?
Gemara.
It's not just saying a line in Kriya Shalamita. If you want properly to sleep properly and to have a shmira, learn Gemara before you go to sleep. Right? By the way, that's the reason why Gemara. So he took me'avne hamokim, which is avonim. Chazal always say is the letters, right? Hello, avonim. And vayosim me'rashosim, which is roish tov. First thing he took was a letter. Rosh Yosef is Roish Tav, the first letters, but the letter Tav. Why Tav? Tav represents what? Dafki Gemara. Tav. Hello? Yes? Why? Because that was the Talmud. That is the Koyach that Yankov is Misgaber over Esav. When Esav comes with how many troops? 400, which is like the sign of Klipa. So Yankov has the Koyach of Tav, of Tana, of Gemara. Right? And with that, he victors over them. You remember when the three angels came to Avram? Hello? Who were the three angels?
One.
Michal. Good. Gabriel. Rafal. What about the fourth angel, Uriel? So the Yismach Moshe said, hello? Uriel is Gimashi Avram. He himself was a personification. He didn't need Uriel to come because he is Uriel. He Bechina's Uriel. Right? You with me? Now, what was his name of Avram beforehand? Before it was added a hey. Avram. What could anyone, mathematician, think is the gematria of Avram?
243.
Who? 243. 243. Now it's 248. Ramach. But then it was 2 Resh Nun Gimel. Any bells? Any pennies drop? Resh Nun Gimel would stand for? Would stand for what? Hello? Resh Mem Gimel. Would stand for what? Guys, hello. Anyone awake? Anyone like... What?
Gemara.
No, it's Bechol, missing Gavriel. The Aleph, dear. Yeah. It's Gavriel, Michal, and Rafal.
Yeah.
Missing the Aleph. Who was the... Therefore, Avram's original name was Resh Mem Gimel, which is, right, the first three letters of Gemara. Aber Yaakov Avinu wants a complete Shmira. So therefore he took Me'avne HaMokom, Yosef Me'rash Yosef, which is the Tav, which is Gemara, right? And therefore we say, now I understand the Rekeach, it's called Dvorav, it's Divrei Kabbalah, right? Mi be'er is Osius Avram Dafka, because now he's learning Gemara, and that is going to be his protection. Teresh Ralpeh. When do you learn? Which is Teresh Biksav? Because Chazal say, how did Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar? How did he know when it's morning, when it's day, when it's night? In the morning, the day is Teresh Biksav. At night is Teresh Ralpeh. You with me? So in the morning he says, Im Yia Elikim Imo. Im stands for, take a guess, Aleph Mem. Anoichi and Me'emuzai. Right? And now he's Mechabarit im Yelikim Imod. Yelikim Imodi and Mateus Vakoil is Gimatria Gimor. And now through learning, through Aravanya, he'll have Enosli Lechem Lechel Ubeged Lilboish. Lechem refers to Teresh Biksav. And Lechem Lilboish and Beged Lilboish is the Chalukud Rabbanon of Torah. So all I'm trying to bring out is the whole Koyach of the Nitzochen of Yankov Avinu, Sayin going to Choron, Sayin Moshe Rabbeinu Mechem Samolek, Sayin all of Kal Yisrael Atzeif Kol Adairis comes in the Koyach of Torah. That's why there's a pshat, I saw in a Sefer, maybe you take a pshat. You know what the Gemara says in Shabbos? Brich Rachmano, Diyav, Urien Tlosu, L'am Tlisoy, Yitay Tlisoy, V'yarchet Tlisoy, yeah? Torah is threefold, yeah, given to a threefold people, to kind of live in Israelim. Al Yidei Tlisoy. So normally Rashi teaches, who's the Tlisoy? Moshe. There's Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, the third, Lebetan, his mother. But the equal the Pshat is Tlisoy is Yankov Avinu, because he is the Bechina from Torah. And when the Malachim say to the Hoychal Shemayim, we deserve Torah, the Abish is Moshe Hachzulam Tshuva. And Moshe says, I'm this Yarim Hevel Piyam. So what does the Abish say? Achoyiz, the Kisya Kovid. An answer. Whose surah is Chokuk on the Kisya Kovid? No, take a guess. Yank. All of Torah comes in the schus of Yankov Avinu. And with that, Eden have a Shmira in all of their battles. Okay. Hello. So we understand this, just one more introduction to the Shir before we begin. Now I understand. Remember there's a fellow called Bilam later in, you know, like a few months? Yeah. And by Bilam, it says possibly, Oh, Hashem l'kecha, l'shmael Bilam, v'yafech Hashem l'kecha l'chasam, it's a klal l'bracha, k'heif Hashem l'kecha. What's going on here? He's everything is turning. So Balak wants to destroy the Jews. He's like very worried, right? So Balak is mischaber im Bilam. You don't got to be a rocket scientist. It says in Sforim HaKadoshim that Bilam, take the Ayin Mem from Bilam, and take the Kuf, Lam and Kuf from Balak, put them together, what do you got? Amalek, this is foolish and so. What are the letters that are left? I still got a Beis from Balak, and a Beis Lamed from Bilam. Bovel. Hello? What is the common denominator between Bovel and Amalek? They're called Reishis Goyim. Reishis Goyim Amalek. And Bovel, we said before, is Reishis Dedava. The beginning, the first of the Goyim. Tzadik says all Goyim is in Anichel and Bovel. So what's the Vayapich Hashem Likecha Lecha is a Klal Lebrach Okeiv Hashem Likecha? Because this Bovel, who's like the up. By the way, what happened in the earliest of history in Bovel? There was a Migdal, yeah? Who made the Migdal?
Nimrod.
Bingo, Nimrod. Do you know anything about Nimrod? Who was he in this Galgal into? Take a guess.
Esau.
What?
Esau
killed him.
Esau killed him. There were two opposites. Got the wrong story, man. You're looking at the wrong story. Nimrod, it was Merid Malchus Shemayim, was this Galgal into Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar made a huge statue. How tall was Nebuchadnezzar's statue? And how wide was Nebuchadnezzar's statue? Hello. Mefurish apostle. Nebuchadnezzar, Malka, Oved, Tzelem, Dizov, Ruma, Amin, Shisen, 60 Amis tall. And Pasya is Amin Shis. Kadma, Bebikas, Durav, Dinazbo. Pasuk in Daniel. Chapter 3. Why did this lunatic, this Rosh Merusha, make a statue 60 by 6? Okay, obviously, where did he make it? Because Dura. He went to the same place of the Dura Flog, who tried to build a Migdal to rebel against the air, and he built a statue. Why did he make it 60 Amos? Why not 61? Why not 59? Like, hello. The Torah told you about it. There's a reason for it. So 66. What else do you know about 66? We were just discussing Yankiv Avinu, who is the Amud of Torah in the world. Klal Nefesh coming with Yankiv was 66. Hello? Because Yosef, you with me? What is 66? How many Mesechtas are there in the 60 Mesechtas in Shas? 60. And how many Sidurim are in the 6 Sidurim Mishnayos? 66. So Yankiv Torah is 66. The Nebuchadnezzar, who's the Nimrod, who's right, Dafke and Pikastura in the same place in Migdol Bavel, he builds a statue by the same dimension because he's fighting against Perishalpet, fighting against, and that's the Schus of Kal Yisrot. That's the Heitato Malchus, Perishalpet, Malchus, Perishalpet. Hello? So what did the Abishah do? Vayapech Hashem Likechel Lechos HaKlalo Lebrocha. You, Bilam, Balak, Bavel, Amalek, you want to fight against me? I'm going to make it that the whole Torah of Achshakam Eshivani is in Talmud Rishon Bovel, that Davke in Bovel, there is going to come out Talmud Bavli, which is why it's called Bovel, Chazal say, because Belula, B'mikra, Belula, B'mishna, Belula, B'talmud, all of Torah, all of Yiddishkeit comes from Bovel, and that is the, that is the Umazah of all of these Rishoyim. After this Emes, it's not my own, I never said it, original word in my life. After all of this, now I can begin to understand. Oh, I said in the first line, the Barnabrov, Vayetze is Gimachia Mogin David, because who is David HaMelech? El the Hey Achreina, the final Hey. He's the one who brings Geula, etc., etc. He's the one in Drer, the Machshakim, he's in, that represents Choron, the theme of this week's parasha. And this is Keneged. Hello, Bilam and Balak. This is what there is. Why is that? You may remember Bilam had an osn. By the way, who was Bilam's osn, the Gilgal of? I must have told you this in previous weeks. No? Then please. Every school child knows this. It's like this basic. He was a Gilgal of Yishmael. Who Baal Chamuysev al HaZochar. Never heard this before? Oh, come on, man. This is like foolish kisserism. Open. They don't even. Right? Hello? No, it's like basic Judaism 101. And he was in this galgal in. I'm just saying this, by the way, just a piece of knowledge, in case I ever asked you this in a pub quiz. Right? He was in this galgal in the Olsen, and then it came later in the Chamur of. How do you know that? You learned the Arizal, or you learned the Yushalmi and Demai? Rapinchas Ben Yor, who was a Gilgal of Avram Avinu, Tikkun Anitz of Avram Avinu, he had a Chamur, and the Ganovim stole him, right? And they brought it to the, stole it for 3 days. And the Chamur, Rapinchas Ben Yor, wouldn't eat, because it wasn't kosher, wasn't gemeister, whatever. And finally, he's going to die anyway, they brought him back. And the Chamur of Pinchas Ben Yor was Goyer, or Boyek, or whatever Chamurim do. And Rapinchas was sitting with his Mishpocha. They open up La Aluva Hazu for this Nebuch donkey who for 3 days hasn't eaten. They gave him food, plenty of sa'irim. He would eat. This is why we want to say, have you maisered it? It was demai. So he said, Hallelujah, my Zatana, you taught us that you don't have to give demai from Michael Behema. So he said, Ma Esa, she's machmer on herself. This chamer is machmer. Why did Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey have was stolen, kidnapped, for 3 days? Hello, says the Arizal, because Yishmol, his fador and neshama, went into the osan of Bilam and later was nizgalgal in the chamer of Pinchas Ben Yair. And everyone knows that Yishmaelim are ganovim and gazlonim, as either kidnap whatever. Therefore, his chamer, in which his neshama was nizgalgal, was stolen for 3 days until Rav Pinchas Ben Yair made it a tikkun. Just saying, just derech agav. Just that's off the track. So the osin of Bilam. Remember, he wanted to go and he gives it three cups. And what does the osin say to Leiftach Hashem is be osin? As someone once said, a wise man, if you know an osin is an osin, it's the one time in history the Abraham makes him talk. And what does he say? Ani asoyduch. Good, he's been osin. Right? So what does he say? Okay, afterwards he says, oh, if I am the bill ma'asisi lo kikisani zeh, why shalosh regolim? Say, Chazal, right? Rashi brings, Ramaz lo yom want to be ma'akir and uma, that's chuyik shalosh regolim. Hello? So Kalaroya Yishtoimim. The Jews have 613 mitzvahs last time I counted them. Yeah, hello? But that's the mitzvah of Shalosh Regolim. What's going on here? In a nutshell, Amir Kum Tois Bor, right? What's going on? It says in Sforim, actually. Why did Balak want get Bilam to curse the Jewish people? Because you know who Balak is? The Zayda from Eglei Melech Moyev. And the daughter of Eglei Melech Moyev is a woman called Rus. And from Rus comes David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. Who David Ba'atzmi. Yes? Whoa. And therefore he says, L'cha Ora Li. Curse me! I have within me the Beshivya. Arizal speaks about this, the Kalim, the Sosra. I have within me the Neshama of David, and he's scared, Dafka of David. You know why? Because when Mashiach will come, David is going to get rid of the Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni, which is Edoim, Amun, and Moyev, and he'll be out of business. And therefore, Rashi brings on the Pasuk, Vayerd Miyanki, Vahevet Sard Meir, which by Mashiach it says, Vayerd Miyam Al Yam, right? He will destroy them, right? And therefore, he wants to get rid of David, a thousand. I'll come to Parshas Balak, right? The thousand different regalim. How many regalim are there in the three regalim?
Three.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah. But then we have Keneged Avram Yitzchak Yankov, which is Keneged, the first three letters in the Shem Avayit Kevov, which is Keneged, whatever. But don't we have a principle that Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmoy, the Inyan Pazar Kashav?
That's Keneged David.
Whoa, how do you know that? Is a Mefurish, what you're saying, is a Mefurish Shari Eir. Shari Eir, one of the great Mekubalim. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmoy is Keneged David Melech Yisrael, who is the Regel Revi in the Merkava. And on this we say the Bracha Mogein David, because David was promised by the Ebeshu Asisi L'Hashem Godul K'Shem HaGdolim, you will have a name, just like there's a Bracha of Mogein Avram, and the first three Brachas from Esther, I can get it through others, there'll be a Bracha called Mogein David. Grad, when do you say Mogein David? Remember David said, and after. After Luchur is a Shvacha Aliyah, no? It's like, hello? Like you give it to a cotton up, he didn't. Yeah, hello? Yeah? Al Derech said, how many meals are in the three meals of Shabbos?
Three.
Very good. Can I get the three of us? You're not going to be a genius. Mincha is like, Shalashidus is Raivin de Raivin, Yankov Avinu, therefore people don't eat, some people don't wash because it's like a more spiritual, whatever, actually. David then made a meal called Lava Mag. Svarim HaKadosh say there's a pasuk Ki Ger Anoichi Baretz Toshav Kol HaVayisei. Ki Ger is Gimashi Regel. Right? I'm also a Regel, therefore my meal Lava Malka should be Kol HaVayisei also even to keep Lava Malka. I said many times the story to Ev Yisrael. He didn't eat Lava Malka, his son did. They're sitting there dancing. He was an old man. He needed to sleep. And he told him to stop, like stop with the dancing and the singing. He can't. He lives upstairs, downstairs with the son. And eventually, what? The Oiv Yisrael, or Rabbi Yeshua Heschel of Apt. So if you're lived in Mezhugush, buried him. So he came back 5 minutes later and said, do me a favor, please sing and dance, because David HaMelech came. And he wanted to, he had a tiny TV on me where I was Mezalzel in. Ki Regel, Ki Ger is Regel, David is the Regel Revi, therefore Malav. So Malav Malk is a Shvacher. Just like Shachris and Mincha Chuyu, right? Meiriv is already, because the third base of Mikdash and Kavinu, however, but we now Makabal and Chuyu. Aber, the fourth tefillah is a tefillah of Tikkun Chatzos, which Chassidim, holy people say Tikkun Chatzos, not ordinary bloke. Hello? So David HaMelech, the Ramchal says, because David HaMelech is the Churish Shvacher, you know, it wasn't the same Madrega as the Ovid HaMikdash. Aber, that is the way things look b'chitzonis. Bipnimi is David is Melech HaMashiach, V'yorum, V'nosa, Avdi, Ma'id, Ma'id, higher than the others, higher, whatever. And therefore, Be'emes, Mlava Malka, Tikkun Chatzos, these are really fakir. Therefore, it's not a chuyva because not everyone could relate to it. And therefore, the Mashkiach says, and I'm going to sit down, Parashas Bahar, what? Look, I'll tell you some secrets. The 7 and 8, how do you like that for a wonderful Kiddush? 8 comes after 7. I worked it out mathematically, it's true. Hello? So you have 7 years, you have Shemitah. What do you do after Shemitah? Called the Shnas Hakim. And the Melech, Mizera Dovid, comes. And he gathers on Noshim, Noshim, and Taf. What's the purpose? Taflam of Boim. So you have a mitzvah. Why don't you say, stand on your head? These things, Scharat, standing on your head. What kind of, if they don't gain anything, make a crash. What are you? Because Taf are the ones, Chazal say, hey, me, Guru, Atchila, they were the ones who saw the Abish the first. And when Mashiach comes, they're going to recognize the Gula, not all these rabbi doctors and smart aleks and people with all the emunah tmima, the emunah of a child. That's the meaning of Hakel. That's Dovid HaMelech. Eight, after seven, you come to eight, which is Mav HaMalka, which is Tikkun Chal. You got my drift, hello? That is, what number is Shmini Atzeres? I gave it away in eight. Eight. Hello? In a nutshell, because Shmini says somewhere else, I've no time to elaborate. You know, there's Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, Tari Avraham Yitzchak Sodom. What is David? Num Hag, Num David, Ben Yishai, Num Hagever, Hukum Ol, 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 Hukum Loya David Roy Lisa Maisa, yeah. What is Chuvit said in Zoyer? Chuvit is Toshuv Hey, the Hey Tato, the last Hey of the Shem Avaya. Remember, David HaMelech says, Koysi. Remember, the Gemara says in Psachim, the Abish will make a Mishta God, will be a Migomel, Chazd, the Lazar, Yishal Yitzel. Yeah? Who's going to bench?
David.
Why David? I'm the one to bench, right? Because it says in Psachim, Koysi, Shuvit, Esau, Hashem, Hashem, Eker. David is like the humblest guy. If Avram refused, and Yitzhak refused, and Yank refused, and Moshe refused, and Yeshua refused, why is David? David HaMelech says on himself, Vanichi telafli ish herpas odlobozi om. Right? He says, Yipshoyani eidu. David wanted to open up that even a person is not 100% whatever, aber fun deswegen, you can always be chayzer b'tshu. That's what David HaMelech. Therefore, kais Yeshua is Esau, why will I bench? Uveshem havaya ekra. He was the one who was mashlim, the last of the four. Right? And that is the Indian of Bilam and Balak of the war against David HaMelech. You with me? Hello? And what does he say? L'cha na'orotli. Right? Said in Sfarim, I'm just taking away from the Aaron shit, but in a Kitra Masa, Hashanah Rabbah is the Shmiz of David. Hello? Hashanah Rabbah is the 50th day from Rosh Chodesh El. Hello? They're 50 days from, right? And it's 24 hours in a day, last time I counted. How much is 24 times 50? 1,200. L'cha na'orali. Ora is elef resh, 1,200. Which the hay is the hay of tshuva, right? Curse me, if you don't have a Shana Rabba, you won't have a Shmini Atzeres. And that's why it says, curse ora, l'cha na. Na is what, Gimachia? Which is when? Shmini Atzeres. Right? Shmini Atzeres. 51. Yoiv Ov. Right? And that's what he wanted to destroy. And Shmini Atzeres is the Charaya that this is the time of David HaMelech. Because the whole war is what? Al Hashem Vel Mashiach against David HaMelech. Just leave you with one little item. Shalosh
Shigol
is the one Tantzibah. Shalosh Shigol Tantzibah. Tantzibah is what? Tiferes, Chesed, Gur. Whatever, I can't go to Abbot. Whatever. But then comes the regular Revid. Linian Pasar Kashav, not for everything, but yeah. And that is the Yom Tov of David, which is the Yom Tov of Tshuva, of Toshuv Hei. And that is a war that starts in Shemini Atzeres, has to, by definition, end for the good of Klal Yisrael. I'll just leave you with one thought. Someone, I said, one friend of mine just said it. Last week's Parsha, Yanku, he said, Yitzchak loves Esav. Kitay Defit. Verivka Heva says, what would happen in your family if you have a kid Nebuchadnezzar's glitches? He's like a bit lost. And the father is like in cloud cuckoo land. He's like living in, I don't know, he's learning Torah day and night. He doesn't know what's happening with his kids, right? But the mother, her mother knows. So what would you do in your house? Get the mother to sit down with the father, right? And say, my dear, sweet, holy husband, but like, you know, you're in the field here. Esav is the Harosh Merushen, just like Sarah. Sarah sees Yishmael as Mitzachik. Garish is the Amaz Esav Minam. Rifkin said no, she didn't do anything. Didn't say a word. She waits when Yitzchak wants to give a bracha.
Yeah.
So what does she do? She gets Yankov to dress up and pick the Esav HaChamudis. Why don't you tell Yitzchak, sorry, you got the wrong... There's a famous, there's a thousand answers, but there's a famous word from the Chiddush Arim. Rivka is a Yiddish mama. And she wants the brachas of Yidin Ochal Hakim. She bichal, not only on a Yankiv, when Yankiv looks like Yankiv and sounds like Yankiv and dresses like Yankiv, she wants the bracha to come to a Yid, even if he's dressed like Esav. Even if he's dressed and he looks b'chitzonius like Esav, he should also be zeichet to the brachas, because at the end of the day, the pnimius of every Yid is hope. I was just listening to a tape, someone showed me in the Mshinkel, I don't have brachas, I don't have a smartphone, I have a stupid phone, but they showed me on a thing. A lady whose daughter was captive soldier in Gaza, and they told her to be mafresh chaleh or Shabbos at school, and she's mafresh chaleh, fire lady. You could see like the house is not a firm lady. The moist. Well, and in the middle of her prayers, it's like you have to have like a heart of stone not to be moved. She says, "Rabbeinu Shalom, Echob Dirli, Ani Ohevet Etcha, I love you." And someone in the Knesset, not from a firm party, not a firm lady, got up. And he said, she's so mekaner. The emunah tmima, the pshitas of this friar, superficially a friar lady, eibish derechob dirli. Because that is the emes, the pnimius of every Yid. I'll tell you just one, leave you with one story. Someone related, there was a family in Beersheba. They had two sons. One was called Noam, one was called Yisha. They had a third son also, whatever. When they were both ex-soldiers. When they heard Shemin Atzeres was the tzuch, they jumped in the car to go, and they took their rifles and they went. The brother says, "You're crazy. You're just a married men with families. One had the youngest was 3 months old, the other month was a year old. One was 24, one was 31. Whatever." They didn't ask the shah. They went into the thing, and they went to a place called Kibbutz Alomim. I know people who live there, actually. It's a religious kibbutz near us. And they went, and they were firing and shooting and hacking and clapping and whatever. And they pushed and wiped away a whole, whatever, of the machshavinics, of the butchers. And the end, both of them were killed. What? Both the brothers were killed. And they found the bodies 5 days later. Agansamais. They were put here. They put saves like countless people. At Levaya, the Zayda said, quoted the pasuk, "When I think Loma Eshkol Shneichem Yemech," it was two Einik Lachnet on the same day. And the father, who's a Rav in Beersheba, he said, the older son, Nebuchadnezzar, he's a Rav, he's a firm guy, and the son like went off the beaten path and keep Shabbos with it. And he said, how narrow a perspective I had as a Yid, remember, son? The end of the day, he gave up his life on this Shabbos, Shemin Atzeres, the Kiddush Hashem to save Yiddish life with Bluch Nefesh Deicha Sakol. That's getting the bracha, even if Bluch Itzonius, right? Your lover's like an Esav, or by the Eibush Hashik Brachas and the Eibush Helfen Taka. We should be Zeicha, the Tzion, we think it's the Koyach of learning. Tzion, the famous word of Chaim Zonnefeld, Tzion bin Mishpati Pod, there's Gimachio Talmud Yishalmi, Vishavel Bistok, there's Gimachio Talmud Bavli, in the schools of learning of Haravanya. Going even in Charana, which be zoicha to the Shira Renanim in the Gula Amitis Vashleim.
Oh, my.